Hey guys, it's our second encore show of the week. We're kind of bunching them up in the early part of the week, Monday, Tuesday. So we'll have new shows for you Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is one from last year, and as is our wont, we got Coach Vernon Dozier, who hosts the show. He'll be talking about his wife's hairdos, the World Series, and his treatment at the BWI, the Brainwave Institute. Remember this place? This is the Brainwave Institute that, I guess, well, he couldn't say mommy or something. That's right. He had a problem with the word mama. Yeah, every time he said mama, it was a... So he had treatment at the Brainwave Institute, and I guess it...
Well, they're a sponsor.
Oh, are they really? I guess it helped. They're a sponsor.
They are.
They are a sponsor, Phil.
Well, I haven't heard any of their... So anyway, a sponsor, the Brainwave Institute. Thank you very much for helping Coach Dozier be able to say mommy. Here it is, folks. Coach Dozier, his wife's hairdos, the World Series, and the Brainwave Institute on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And now it's time for Coach Vernon Dozier's Sports Hour with Coach Vernon Dozier. Tonight, he'll be talking about the World Series. I almost forgot what you were... The World Series.
Yeah.
The World Series, and he'll also be talking about... My wife's hairdos. His wife's hairdos. I don't know. Thanks. I was going to say thank you, Jesus. The name's John. I know your name's John Eaton, but didn't they call you Jesus as a kid?
Yeah, they did as a kid, yeah.
And I called you Jesus. I like to say thank you, Jesus. Oh, look, he's walking on. All right, I didn't mean to offend you. Welcome, folks. This is Coach Vernon Dozier, and welcome to the Coach Vernon Dozier Sports. I didn't mean to offend you. It's John Eaton, right?
Yes. How many times I got to tell you, country ass?
Hey, come here for a minute.
What?
What do you mean, how many times you got to tell my country ass?
Every time I'm in here, Coach Dozier, I tell you, my name is John Eaton, and you love the middle name. My nickname as a kid was Jesus, because my family's...
Why don't you have a Hispanic name?
Because I changed my name to Eaton for the show business part, okay?
All right, sorry, I didn't mean to...
Breaking my balls.
What do you mean you're calling me some hillbilly?
You're coming on like a hillbilly with me.
Sorry about that. Where are you going?
Get some fresh air.
Welcome, folks. This is Coach Vernon Dozier, and welcome to the Coach Vernon Dozier Sports Hour. John.
What?
The Coach Vernon Dozier Sports Hour. Thank you. All right. Thank you, John. Pain in the ass. Hey, hold on for a minute, man. You know, you can't just walk out. Yeah?
I'm listening to this in the kitchen.
Hold on, Ms. Gray, if you don't mind. I'm in the middle of a show.
I understand that, but you're blowing it, and Phil's going to...
Let me just do... John, I'm sorry that I called you Jesus, but you can't keep walking out of here calling me a pain in the ass and a hillbilly asshole.
I didn't call you a hillbilly asshole.
Well, you said I was some kind of a hick.
Pain in the ass hick.
Yeah?
All right, I'll be listening.
This is Coach Vernon Dozier, and welcome to the Coach Vernon Dozier Sports Hour. Every time I come in here to try to do this show, may I ask what you're doing?
I'm hanging at the door, listening. Yeah.
So the two of you are at the door, just...
Yeah, we're just watching.
And having your donuts and your coffee.
Yes.
This is Coach Vernon Dozier, and welcome to the Coach Vernon Dozier...
Coach Vernon Dozier.
Where'd you come from?
I brought some donuts. You don't want one, you don't have to have it.
No, I would like the donut, thank you. The coach, it's not Duder, this is the Coach Vernon Dozier Sports Hour. I'm very grateful to be able to hold forth on this particular night here on the Phil Hendry Show because I haven't been talking to you folks in quite some time. And a lot of things have happened sports-wise, and we want to get into those. First of all, there was a World Series. Can you believe it? I know. A lot of people didn't know. I know that people who love baseball, obviously, the World Series is very important to them, but a lot of people didn't know there'd been a World Series. Now, I don't know why that is, but I suspect it's because baseball is becoming less and less popular. It also had to do with the teams involved. The Arizona Cardinals, not the Cardinals, goddamn.
What? That's the football team, the baseball.
It's right here, see, it says, I understand.
The Arizona Diamondbacks against the Rangers, Texas Rangers, in a baseball, in the World Series, in the baseball World Series. And the winner, Texas Rangers, hold on. And the winner was the Texas Rangers, 4-1. So they really buried the Arizona Cardinals, if anybody cares. That was the sense that I didn't hear anybody talking about it at all. I want to report a couple of things. Then we're going to be talking here to Doris Daly. I think some of you remember Doris Daly early on in the Phil Hendry Show, a host on national radio. And Doris was hearing impaired. At least people thought she was hearing impaired. She went by the name Debbie. And instead, come on in, Doris, and sit down.
Thank you.
What we found out and what was you found out, Doris. Well, come on up to the microphone here.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Doris, what was the problem with your hearing?
Well, the problem with my hearing was that I had wax in my ears. In other words, I was not hearing impaired. I had filthy, I'm going to be very honest, my ears were filthy.
Your ears were plugged up with filth and wax?
Yes, and when I finally got it, I went to the doctor, put some hot oil in there, and then I turned my head to one side and shook my right leg.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Who's asking you?
Sorry. Hey, bud, come on over here.
May I ask, who are these people?
They're standing in the doorway monitoring.
Hi, Doris. Margaret Gray.
Yeah, General Shaw.
We're just here listening.
You know, it's really rude. Why don't you go in the kitchen and do that?
All right. God damn. All right, fine.
It looked kind of oddball, these people hanging at the door and listening.
Yeah, a lot of times they're waiting to see if they can be on the air.
And what are you doing in here?
Sorry.
Go ahead, Doris.
Yes. So I was on public radio for the longest time. I thought I was hearing impaired. But it turned out when I went to the doctor, he put some hot oil in my ear and allowed it to loosen the filth and wax and dirt that was in there. And then
next thing you know, you can hear good. But more importantly, you talk good.
Yes, I'm able to make myself understood. Yes.
Now, Doris is a friend of my wife's, my wife, Mindy.
Name again?
I don't want to get into that. My wife's name is Mindy.
M-I-N-D.
It could be Mandy.
All right, go ahead.
Is a good friend of my wife's. My wife is a good friend of my wife, not my wife's.
Sounds like I'm a good friend of something that is, you know, not her, but something she's got. All right.
So Doris is a good friend of my wife, Mindy. And you have been monitoring and observing what she's doing with her hairdo. Now, here's the thing. I wanted to make the point about the World Series between the Texas Diamond, the Texas Rangers and the Arizona.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Thank you, Coach. The Arizona Diamondbacks. That World Series came faster. It came and went faster than one of my wife's hairdos, and you can speak more to that.
Yes. Well, your wife, Mindy, had what you called the Queen of Outer Space hairdo, or what she called the Queen of Mars.
Is that what she called it?
Yes, because she wanted to look exotic for you. She said, Vernon loves it when my hair gets piled high and I look like I come from outer space. And I look like I come from outer space.
Now, that's not exactly accurate.
Well, she said you...
I said to her one time, I said, because we were watching a film, a science fiction movie, The Queen of Outer... Something about the Queen from Mars or something.
Queen of Outer Space?
I don't know. It could be the Queen of Outer Space. And the hairdo was very attractive on the queen, on this alien woman. So I said to Mandy, that's very pretty. I think you'd look good that way. So she went about...
She called me up and she said, let's get to work on this. And I said, on what? She said, I want the Queen of Mars hairdo. And we piled her hair high on her head. And
what do you use a lot of hairspray?
You use a lot of hairspray. You lacquer it up. Obviously, it's not anything that you want your hair. You don't want to keep your hair like that for more than a day.
Well, I thought it looked great because she came into the house with her hair up about, you know, I don't know, it was a good foot high. And she had and you guys did the lightning bolt thing.
Well, that was from Bride of Frankenstein.
From the what?
From Bride of Frankenstein. So we put that kind of electrical lightning bolt in the hair.
From the Bride of Frankenstein. So Minnie's hairdo, folks. And again, I said the World Series came and went faster than one of my wife's hairdos because my wife loves to change the style of her hair, not just because it's something that I like. It's something that she's like. She went and saw that. She saw a TV show with Gidget. She put her hair into a Gidget. She'd had her hair in a bowl cut because she'd seen some movie about some...
That man who was in a mental institution?
I guess, yeah. And she thought the bowl cut looked great. Then she shaved her head. I'll never forget that day. The day I came home and my wife is standing there, And I will say this, she had on a bikini. She looked fantastic, but she was stark, stone, raving bald.
God, oh man, how did you deal with that?
I think I reacted. In fact, Bud, do you...
Yeah, we do. We have the tape recording, because your wife at the time was recording a radio show.
Got the tape recording here now. This is me reacting to my wife being bald as I come in the house. Oh, no!
That was the
extent of it.
But you came to enjoy it.
Well, yeah, I've gotten to the point now where my wife, with her hairdos, as rapidly as they change, it's fun. It's fun to see. Whether she looks like she's the Queen of Mars, or what, that's the hairdo she calls the Queen of Mars.
She called it the Queen of Mars, the Queen of Outer Space.
Whether she does that, whether she does the mental institution bowl cut, whether she does the, whether she's bald.
Why did you react so, negatively?
Well, I wouldn't call that negative.
Well, you screamed.
Yeah, I did. You're right. It wasn't really fear. It was just the knowledge that my wife now had no hair, and how would I proceed with that? I was, you might say it wasn't so much fear as I was looking down the road 2-3 days at a bald woman in my home, in my life, in my bed, you know, and all of the multitude of choices that gave me, and I just, it came out of me.
Play that again, bud.
Well, I don't.
Play it again, bud.
Okay, here's Coach Dozier when he sees his wife bald.
Oh, no, yeah.
That doesn't sound...
There was two takes, because it was a long...
What do you mean there were two takes?
That's what your wife...
That, I think, is what Mindy sent over to Bud, because she was recording that show. What show was she recording, Bud?
The Rolf Erstein Show, a show about ceramics.
The Rolf Erstein Show.
That doesn't mean anything to me, but yes, my wife does like ceramics. And why did she keep that tape?
She thought she might need it. And that's nothing, that's no...
What does that mean?
No, that's no judgment on you. But she knows, I think like any wife, Mindy knows that it's good to have a couple of these things in your hip pocket for when you ask your husband for whatever. It could be extra money.
My wife has her own separate bank account.
Well... I don't know, but she kept about 2 or 3 clips from that, right, Bud?
Yeah, she got the 2 clips of him screaming.
I didn't scream. I get.
Yeah, when you seen her bald.
It's all right.
You know, this is the Vernon Dozier show, and I look like I'm the clown that had a bucket of water dumped on him. I'm the one that dumps the bucket of water, not you people. So anyway, folks, Doris Daly is here. And you have assisted my wife, Mindy, in a lot of the different hairdos she's had.
Yes, because it's fun.
Now, this is in addition to the radio show you do.
We do a morning through, we do a Monday through Friday radio show on national radio. And but we also do an awful lot of makeup tips, hair tips. So helping Mindy with her hairdo is a little bit of... a show preparation for us.
What are the other hairdos? She had one.
Well, she had the Queen of Outer Space. She had the Mental Institution Bowl Cut.
The Mental Institution Bowl Cut. I never did get that.
Well, you said it turned you on.
Yeah, didn't you say that, Coach?
I might have said it turned me on. I didn't say it to you.
Well, I think you mentioned it on the air once.
I mentioned what on the air?
The fact that she had the Mental Institution Bowl Cut... You said got you hot.
Look, first of all, I don't think it's respectful.
Yeah, we shouldn't call it that.
Well, whatever. It's a bowl haircut.
And second of all, I don't ever remember saying that my wife with her hair in a bowl cut, you turned me on.
You said it got you hot. Those are your words.
Hi, it's Coach Vernon Dozier, folks. Yes, this is a sports show, and we're trying to get to what I wanted to get to was the fact that my wife changes her hairdo fast, but not as fast as this recent World Series, the 4-1 Texas Ranger win over the Arizona, goddammit.
Diamonds.
The Diamonds.
The Arizona Diamonds. That's not right.
What is it?
We'll look it up. Faster than that. And to prove the point, I mentioned the Queen of Outer Space haircut. We wanted to have on Doris Daly to talk with us about that. Doris, always great being with you. And if you can hang on, can you hang out?
Sure.
We have Jack Armstrong on the line. Jack is going to give us a rundown on the World Series when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And if you didn't have a backstage pass, you'd be listening to a commercial right now. Welcome back to the Coach Vernon Dozier Sports Show. I'm John Eaton. I can't say...
Can't say thank you, Jesus. That's wrong.
All right. John's nickname as a kid was Jesus, so I just want to say...
We get it already.
Okay, John. Aren't I supposed to get some respect over here?
What?
Hold on. Hi. Welcome, folks, to the Coach Vernon Dozier. Let me ask Bud Dickman, who's... aren't I supposed to get some respect?
What do you mean?
He says I'm a pain. This guy, John Eaton, the announcer.
Yeah, I'm right here.
What'd he do?
He said I was a pain in the ass and a redneck hillbilly.
I did hear him say that he was a real hick. A real hick.
I don't know. We can talk to him.
Welcome, folks, back to the Coach Vernon Dozier Sports Show. And I'm excited to have on the line right now with me, it's Jack Armstrong is going to give us a rundown on the World Series. Jack, are you back home?
Yeah, I am back home here. Coach Dozier was on the road for quite some time, but I am back home now.
And you were on the road covering the World Series between Phoenix and Dallas, right?
Between Phoenix, yes, Phoenix, Arizona, and Dallas, Texas. Phoenix, Arizona is where the Arizona team plays, and Dallas, Texas is where the Texas team plays at.
Right, so give us a run. How was it?
It was I have to be honest with you, I got into this tub, and it was so relaxing, I didn't go.
Did you go to the World Series at all?
I watched it on TV.
Do you have any kind of a report?
I know Texas won 4-1. I'm so sorry.
What a dickhead. We were supposed to have a World Series report from Jack Armstrong.
Yeah, he didn't see it.
Well, what about you?
I didn't watch it either.
How about you, General?
Yeah, the name's General Galen Shaw. I didn't watch it. What about you? You're the sports guy.
I'm not going to sit and watch the World Series. Here's my report. The Texas Rangers beat the Arizona...
Rangers?
No, not the Rangers. The Arizona Diamondbacks, 4-1. Now the Arizona Diamondbacks got into the World Series by beating the Philadelphia Phillies 4-3, while the Rangers got into the World Series beating their interstate rivals, the Houston Astros, 4-3. Now Game One, it was the Diamondbacks losing to the Rangers 5-6.
Is that the way you're supposed to say it? If you say 6-5.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was the Diamondbacks losing to the Rangers. The Rangers beating the Diamondbacks 6-5. In Game Two, the Diamondbacks tied up the series 1-9. Well, the one Rangers had the one.
Let me see that.
What are you doing?
Let me see that, Coach.
Coach, I thought you knew about sports.
I know about sports. I don't know that much about baseball.
The Diamondbacks beat the Rangers in Game Two 9-1.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. See, so anybody would have been forgiven if they just unloaded on the Diamondbacks based upon that game. In other words, just a ton of money you'd throw on top of the Diamondbacks based upon them winning the game 9-1. But now here come Game Three, huh? What do you think happened in Game Three?
The Diamondbacks won again.
No, they did not. They lost. The Rangers took a 2-1 lead in the World Series as the Diamondbacks won.
What?
The Diamondbacks lost 1-3 to the Rangers.
I think you're supposed to say 3-1.
Well, then how come the soccer?
Don't you don't know this?
You don't know this, Coach. I know you're just a football coach, not a baseball, but you don't know how to say the scores right.
All right. The Diamondbacks in Game 3, okay, this is where we are?
Yeah.
In Game 3, it was the Rangers got 3 points and the Diamondbacks got 1 point.
Runs.
Yeah, it's called runs. God damn, man.
All right, runs. It was 3-1 in favor of the Rangers over the Diamondbacks. So that gave the Rangers a 2-1 lead in the World Series. Now, you have to win 4 games. So here comes Game 4.
Let me guess. It was 7-11 Diamondbacks.
No, it was 7-11 Rangers.
You have to...
Oh, I'm sorry. It was 11-7 Rangers. Now, look at that. The Diamondbacks scored 7 runs in that game. And I'll bet you people thought they were going to really come back and really, you know, overpower the Rangers in Game Number 5. That was Game 4?
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah.
Here comes game number five, and guess what? The Diamondbacks 0, the Rangers 5.
Yeah.
You know, I heard you do that whole thing. I don't know. Who won? What do you mean who won? The Texas Rangers. Let me do it again the right way.
I'll do it.
Give me that. I'll do it. It was the Diamondback Rangers. It was the Texas Diamondbacks. God damn it. Texas Rangers 6, Diamondbacks 5 in game 1. Right. Game 2, Diamondbacks 9, Rangers 1. That would have made me want to bet on the Diamondbacks. Game 3, it was the Rangers 3, Diamondbacks 1. Game 4, the Rangers 11, but the Diamondbacks got 7 runs. So the Diamondbacks scored a bunch of runs, but forget about it. And then in game number 5, it was the Rangers shutting out the Diamondbacks 5-0 in Arizona. So I've heard of a lot of really lousy World Series before in my life, but when you clinch on the other guy's field in 5 games, and the other guy is in front of his home fans, the Diamondbacks were in front of their home fans at the Arizona Diamondback Ballpark.
But we don't know the name of it.
We got to look up the name of the stadium. What's the name of the stadium?
It's called Chase Field.
All right, Chase Field. And there's the Diamondbacks in front of their home fans at Chase Field in Arizona.
In Phoenix,
Arizona. And what do? They lay down and spread.
Yeah.
So they did. They lose 5-0 to the Texas Rangers, and the Texas Rangers win the World Series. And all of this took place quicker, in the great immortal words of Jake Gittes in the movie Chinatown, faster than the wind from a duck's ass.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, that's what he said. That's how fast... The Arizona Diamondbacks lost to the Texas Rangers quicker than the wind from a duck's ass. Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. So thank you very much, Jack Armstrong, for taking a bath and leaving me to clean the tub out after you're done.
Yeah.
My next guest is Dr. Egan Vowell. As you know, I had, because of a... if you will, traumatic series of experiences as a young person, coupled with some head injuries that I suffered playing football, that eventually when I started coaching, and I like to use this term in challenging my young men, I always said, if you can't make it here, why don't you go home to your, and you know the word. Now, I want to first of all say I know how to say that word normally, thanks to Dr. Egan Vowell of the Brainwave Institute in La Jolla, California, who really was the one that got me up on top of it. You know, I tried to get up more and more and more and more and more and more each day, trying to get on top of that, saying that word. And here we go.
Say it, Coach.
Mama. Yes.
Way to do it, Coach. Yeah.
And also to be able to say to them, to the players, as I've been saying this year, if you don't like how things are going here, why don't you go home to your mama? See?
And you want to say it that way?
Yes, I want to say it that way. Now, I would like to thank Dr. Egan Vowell of the Brainwave Institute. Of the Brainwave Institute. What's so funny?
Well, no, it's not funny. It's just that you had to go to the Brainwave Institute so you could say the word mama.
Oh, here they go.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah.
They're sitting over here and they're laughing. They're laughing at a man who struggled all of his life because of trauma I suffered as a child, because of my mother putting my hair in curlers and dressing me in patent leather shoes. You think that's funny?
No, I don't.
All right. As a result of that, I couldn't say mom. I would say it in my play, and I was able to say it for the longest time, but we had 2 straight losing seasons, and that's what triggered what Dr. Vowell called a sonic regression. I went from being able to say the word properly to saying it, as Dr. Vowell said, saying it like I was still in those patent leather shoes with pigtails. Here is Dr. Egan Vowell. And Dr. Vowell, I want to thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Vowell, being on the show here today, you can tell people, what was the cause, without getting into too many specifics, of my inability to say mama?
Well, it was the traumas you mentioned from your childhood. The fact that you had regressed and stayed in this regressive state of somewhere around the age of 4 or 5, not to be able to say the word mama. So when you enunciate this word mama, it's just part of this your articulation of your coaching duties there with the players, the word itself was immature. It was non-matured word, and it came out as if you were four.
Yeah, so...
Can I demonstrate, Doctor?
And who is this?
My name is Margaret Gray.
She's part of the show staff.
Oh, okay.
He would say, Mama!
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's an accurate way of saying it.
Yeah, hello, Dr. Val. I'm General Shaw. I'm also part of the staff.
Yeah, I'm Bud Dickman.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, it's Bud Dickman. These are the members of Phil Henry's show staff.
Yes.
And he would say, you need to go home to your Mama! You know?
Yes, that all of that is correct, yes. And Vernon, when he first came to the Brainwave Institute, he was driven there by his wife, a wonderful woman, Mandy, who had a hairdo that seemed to just go way up in the air.
Yeah, that was me. I'd asked her to put on the Queen of Mars hairdo before she took me down there.
Why did you need that?
I just wanted something to anchor me. And when she has her Queen of Mars hairdo, that's a tower of strength for me.
Okay, so your wife wearing a hairdo that comes out of a science fiction movie anchored you.
Yes. Not angered, anchored.
I know, I understand. Well, I can't deny that it helped because...
Did you see that it gave him some security?
I know that he was a very confident coach. You were very confident when you came to us to have this problem solved. Today, as a result of us being able to remove the trauma... which was the patent leather shoe and the curly cue. So what we did, if I can...
Go ahead. And this is embarrassing, but I'm going to let people...
No, but what we did is we found a man-sized patent leather shoes, and we had one of our doctors, a wonderful doctor named Dr. Helena Groover.
Helena Groover.
Yes. She did your hair up in pigtails. We had you walk around the hospital for a day, and we told the staff not to laugh, not for to laugh, but to, as you, and you got comfortable. Then I came up to you about 3 o'clock in the afternoon as you sat in the shade outside reading a book. You were wearing patent leather shoes with the pigtails.
Yeah.
And I said, how are we doing today, Vernon? Can you tell me, do you want to see your mama? And you said...
No, I do not want to see my mama.
Yes, and then I knew the word... That's amazing. So he was able to... By putting himself in pigtails and patent leather shoes.
Yeah, and understand, you don't know these people like I know them, Doctor. They're laughing.
No, we're not.
I don't see any evidence of that.
Well, they're laughing, believe me. They think it's a real riot. And let me just be honest with me. Mr. Dickman, don't you want to see me in patent leather shoes with pigtails?
Well, I think, it'd be fun.
No.
Not even just for a couple of minutes.
No. Not to ridicule this man. We did that for a reason, okay?
If you think you're going to get me into patent leather shoes and pigtails and go frolicking around...
That was one of the things that the Brainwave Institute, we had him skip and frolic about, you know?
Wow. You know what? I'm getting... This is going south. It's...
All right. Well, I came in here. You want to validate my parking?
He'll do it for you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Val.
Yes, but you did a good job, Vernon.
Yeah. And we paid for your gas up here?
Yeah, well, not yet.
This is not the way I wanted it to go at all. But anyway, I'm able to say, if you don't like things the way they are, why don't you go home to your mama? Yeah, that's a much better way. Thank you very much, Dr. Egan Val from the Brainwave Institute. Thank you, Jack Armstrong. Thank you, Doris Daly. Doris, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is the Coach Vernon Dozier Sports Hour. I don't think we reported on any sports, but...
Yeah, but now we know, about your...
About what?
You had to wear pigtails.
Why did I even agree to that?
The Coach Vernon Dozier Sports Hour. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm John Eaton. My nickname used to be Jesus, and all he wants to do is say thank you, Jesus. Not anymore, I don't. Yeah! Oh, that's some great trumpet playing there, isn't it? The horns, Coach? That's great. That's our high school marching band. You want to make fun of kids? Is that what you're doing?
No.
No.
Yeah. Sound great.